Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. It's a Friday. It's the Friday before Christmas. I will forget later in the show, so Merry Christmas, everybody. I will. I'll get tied up in what we're doing. Brady's here.
That's because you're the Grinch.
Yes. Tyson Connolly is here. Normally, we have Tyson on in the summertime to talk about the Tigers and to talk about sailboat racing.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Dennis.
And I figured you went into hibernation all winter long, but that is not the case.
No, I decided to come out here, I guess, for the month of December, enjoy the holidays with everybody, and thanks for the invite coming in. And, just excited about this alumni hockey game tonight at McMorrin between Northern and PH. So, excited to talk about it.
All right, it's actually two games.
It is. We're going to do a over 30 game at 6 o'clock tonight. No admission, so it's free. Lots of laughs, I'm sure. The over 30 crowd, it'll be Northern against PH at 6 o'clock, and then the under 30 game will be immediately following, which should be right about 7:30 tonight. But
I would think more closer to like 6:20.
Yeah,
the last of the over 30s has his heart attack on the ice.
So they're just like, all right, we're good.
Get the same boat. We don't even need a resurface. Yeah. Let's just move along.
Running time right from the opening face off.
There's nothing to see here, you know? No, actually, it's funny because I come walking in and I got like, kind of like the thought of Slapshot, doing the pregame interview on the radio before the actual game. I'm feeling, I'm right back in the Federal League or something like that.
I did that a few years ago at a charity game. I put a bounty on a guy's head.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
His name was Lee Bennett. I don't think Lee's in town anymore. I think Lee moved down south after I shamed him in the charity game.
Oh, God.
But we did. We went at it. Put a bounty on his head, and he challenged me right on the opening faceoff.
Yeah, no bounties tonight. No bounties.
A porter on Beacons. Against the Fireman charity game. And we started it with a fight.
That's Port Huron hockey at its finest.
Crowd loved it.
Oh, I'm sure. If there's one thing Port Huron loves, it's fights.
All right, you guys are being a bad influence now. We don't want any of that activity tonight now. Nice, clean alumni hockey game with handshakes.
Old-time hockey. Dick Clapper. Yeah. Toe Blake. Who's playing? Who are we going to recognize here?
Well, for the Northern squad, the 30 and over, you got Duke Campbell in net tonight.
All right.
So Duke, obviously, of Michigan State football glory. He's back in the area with him and his wife, and I think they have a little baby now as well. You guys might know Mike Bush. He's going to be playing tonight. Tyler Laws, he'll be playing.
Tyler was a good player.
Andrew Shire, actually. He had an excellent, illustrious career down in Virginia. He'll be playing. Scott Warden, our new city council member. He'll be playing for royalty. the Northern team. And then a couple other notables. Eric Schwanz is back in town. So Schwanzarelli will be hacking it up on the blue line with his brother Max. So
gotta put the boat in front of the goal.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That was a 70. No, he didn't have the 70-footer.
He had the 35-footer a couple of years ago.
35 is going to block the net.
Yeah. So probably the most famous adult hockey player in Port Huron history, Dave Norm Hayward, will be out on the ice as well, doing a ceremonial puck drop or something. The old Clippers. Yeah, I've heard some stories. None that can probably be repeated on the radio, though, however.
No, that's how most hockey stories go, though. Either heavily censored or just, no, can't tell. We'll wait for the commercial break.
Brady prefers the ones that I tell during the commercial breaks than
well,
the ones that I tell on the air.
It's when you got to keep the microphones, like, make sure they're not on. You got to do a triple check on those there. So, yeah, absolutely. But, no, it should be a lot of fun tonight. The young kids, they're headed up by Lou Norikowski. Nice young man, and he's got a pretty solid list. Actually, that game should be very fast, and all those guys still play. I know they were out playing pond hockey last night, so they're all fired up and ready to go. So that actually should be a very entertaining game.
He was talking, it's almost like a reunion game for them, because it sounded like he got most of the 2012 group together that went to the semifinals. So they're playing for keeps tonight.
I don't think a lot of these guys can come to the bar after the game. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like they're fresh out of high school. You know, of us other guys don't like to remember high school.
Which is
the
important thing to remember is that the right across the street from the game is the rail. So you can always go over, and it's a good time of year to do that.
Yeah, those days where you run across, between the periods of the Prowler game. Absolutely. I'm sure there will be a couple folks that'll be doing that tonight. But yeah, there's no admission. You know, come on down, and if you need a good entertainment before Christmas here, not a bad, should be a fun night.
All right, good stuff. Hockey between Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern tonight, the alumni game, two of them. And, yeah, that'll be fun. Is Ben Coburn going to play?
Actually, Ben played a couple years ago for PH, if I recall. You know, it's funny, Ben plays so much, I can't remember when I'm playing against him or with him or whatever. You know, it seems like he's out there every night.
I think he mentioned something to me yesterday that he was going to be in the lineup. And then I went and checked the yearbooks. I don't remember him going to PH, so I'm just saying.
This could be a highly protested game.
Yeah, he's some conspiracy theories.
Well, I play with him on against him, actually, on Wednesday nights there in the 30 and over local league. And our leagues here in Port Huron, I mean, no joke at all. We're really blessed to have some really good hockey here in town. It's pretty cool that people, if they move back into town, they play in the Sunday, Tuesday, or the Wednesday, and a lot out at Glacier as well. But, yeah, well, Ben, he's fun to watch out there on the ice. I saw him rattle one off the post last Wednesday in a big eye roll, you know, and I'm like, that's not going to make the radio this week. So now it just did. I get back to him.
He bugs me at least twice a week to do the scores of those games in that league. To report on how the team's doing. Yeah. But he always declines interviews. I always say, come on in, chat it up. And he's like, no, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Just wants to score.
Of course, he's on the air the same time I am in the studio next door, so maybe that's part of the excuse.
Just pulling in. This is the important show, right?
That's what I keep telling him.
He doesn't want to see his ratings go down, I guess, or something, right? You know, I don't know.
You could do a possible trivia 10 minutes later. Come on.
Exactly.
Just a few minutes. Tell me about the leagues.
Yeah.
All right. Your Tigers aren't doing diddly dinky do this offseason. I thought I'd have something to talk about this winter.
Yeah,
they're doing nothing for me.
Fascinating offseason. You go from selling off the team to, we're not going to do anything, to where are you at now? It doesn't even look like they have enough money to potentially have a backup catcher in Alex Avila.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dennis would leave the state if Avila came back.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. The fascinating thing is, though, if they maintain their pitching staff, which it looks like they will, I mean, the possibilities are pretty solid if they had this lineup moving forward. I think, and I think you and I agree with this, where I lose the confidence in them is their manager. You know, whenever he seems to not – you know, pull the right strings at the right times, whatever that can be. Smart guy, but man, I'll tell you what, I'm still bent out of shape by the job of Chamberlain leaving him in for the against the Orioles in 2013. Right.
That was the bad move, but I felt bad for him when the series ended with what? Hernan Perez coming off the bench as a pinch hitter. That's not the manager's fault when that's what they give you. Seriously, you're in the playoffs. And your options on the bench are Andrew Romine and Hernan Perez. Of course you're going to lose.
Yeah. No, there's truth in that, too. And I think the Red Wings actually are dealing with that right now, too. I mean, you look at their roster.
Yeah, we're not too hot on the Red Wings. But with the Tigers, you know, even though they haven't started selling, do you think that they've seen that, you know, the White Sox are selling? The Royals, they don't have the money to keep all their talent. The Twins are a black hole of baseball. And the Indians, I think we can all agree, played better than what they really were last year, and they are getting older. Do you think the Tigers, actually looking at their lineup, say we have a legitimate shot to win the AL Central this year?
I think so. I absolutely think they could. Obviously, injuries have been a problem, but injuries are a problem with everyone. The Indians had a ton of injuries last year, too. You know, if you have a healthy Cabrera in a healthy middle of that lineup, if J.D. Martinez comes back and they don't move him, and they've still got one of the most elite lineups in baseball. And that pitching staff, I mean, you worry about the sophomore slump when it comes to Fulmer and Boyd and Norris, but by all accounts, those guys are still going to give you some production.
Yeah.
You're not even talking about Zimmerman and Verlander. And, you know, I might be completely insane, but I still have hope that Sanchez could find, you know, some sort of semblance of who he was not that long ago.
He certainly fell apart quickly and without explanation.
Yes, and even if he just gets a role to be a reliever at times, a long relief guy, just an in case of emergency guy in the bullpen, I know we're giving him a lot of money for that to be the case, but we're stuck with his contract. We have to find a role for him. But we've talked about this before. When you traded Cameron Maben, which I didn't mind it because he's not going to repeat the year he had.
But now it doesn't make sense.
Right. it leaves a gaping hole in center field that, like we said, it's who's it going to be, Andrew Romine? Are you going to call back Anthony Ghost back up? Are you going to make Tyler Collins play there, who isn't the fastest and probably shouldn't be thrown into that position right now?
Not every day.
Yeah. No. And, I mean, the only other option there is Jacoby Jones, maybe, but even by all accounts, he's not really ready. So that absolutely right. The Maybin thing was because, watching that team, they were a different team when he was in the lineup. Yeah. Now he, dealt with injuries, but
so man. If that was the start of the teardown, then it made sense. But there isn't apparently going to be a teardown, so now that move doesn't make sense to me. Spend the $9 million on him, because even if you go outside the organization, say they go after Ben Revere, Ben Revere's going to probably cost you, what, $9
million? Yeah. Right, but I think when they started that, they were in the blow-it-up mode. But when the Chris Sale deal went down and they looked and they went, that's what we wanted for Verlander, who's making a ton more money and is older. And I think Alavilla kind of got caught showing his hand, thinking he's going to be the bell of the ball and have all the big trade bait. And it turned out they didn't want to get what they wanted for Verlander. They call anyone up and say, we want your top three prospects. Click. Because you're not going to pay so much for him. And with Miguel Cabrera, I've said it before, he has to go to an American League team. He's not going to be able to play defense in 2 years. And not a lot of teams can hold those contracts.
No. That's a great point, because you think of any star that's traded, like massive star, like a Cabrera or a Verlander, even Chris Sale going to Boston, the returns on that to the team that makes the trade, how often do they really pan out? The only real massive one I can think of in, I guess, our lifetime, not these other young lads' lifetime, is Herschel Walker. Walker got traded to the Vikings for everything. And the Cowboys won, how many Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yes. After that? Two?
They gave.
And you didn't know anybody that Dallas got.
No.
None of the names. And they all turned out to be stars.
Troy Aikman.
Herschel Walker was a good player for a couple of years, and then he was out of football.
That's exactly right. So when you trade these superstars, you got to be careful on what you're getting on the back end of that, because I feel like it never. So in my mind, and if they were going to trade Cabrera, I was done. There goes the season tickets, everything.
Big one that will make you cringe is Doyle Alexander.
But that's,
Tigers made that trade. Doyle Alexander went 9-0, and the Tigers made playoffs.
Both teams win.
And then John Smoltz went on to have a 20-year Hall of Fame career, and Doyle Alexander wasn't a Tiger 2 years later.
Right. Yeah. But what it does is it gives people who want to love prospects go, well, what about Doyle Alexander 35 years ago? Well, if you look back, that was a good trade for the Tigers, and they lost
for a season.
Right. But do you think John Smoltz would have stayed
for the Braves for 15 seasons?
Right. But do you think he would have stayed in Detroit when Detroit was just horrible? Because that's when he would have been up. He would have been up in the 80s and 90s when Detroit wasn't relevant.
The thing about
it
was John Smoltz wasn't even a top prospect in the Tigers organization at that point.
Yeah.
Nobody really knew who he
was. And it shows how much of a crapshoot it really is. Cameron Maybin came back to play with Miguel Cabrera, who they used to trade for him. And he did nothing.
Well, that I think you hit it right on the head there. The Doyle Alexander, John Smoltz is a perfect example of what that kind of trade is supposed to look like for both teams.
Yeah.
But you look at how Dombrowski has worked it with the Tigers for the years he was there, and now what he did with Chris Sale in Boston. He got Cabrera for Maybin and Miller, who are now both pretty solid players in their own right. But at the time, he killed the Marlins with that trade,
right.
And he did it time and time again by taking these perceived, prospects and turning it into gold with what he brought in. And I think he's going to do it in Boston again as well. It's fascinating to watch, and definitely the baseball season last year was absolutely fascinating. It's too bad the Tigers couldn't have a little better stretch at the end there. But hopefully, they still got the pieces to do something if they don't, something doesn't happen here down in the winter months. But interesting.
My last bold prediction, Justin Upton hits 270, hits 28 home runs and drives in 110 runs and still gets booed every single time he comes to the plate.
First impressions, they last forever.
How much talk did you guys have and everybody else about potentially sitting him down throughout the season when you could just tell he was uncomfortable up there at the plate, wasn't flowing for him, and then Osmus sets him down for a weekend, and he turns around and just crushes the ball after that. So I just hope he can have more of a consistent year. I mean, those would be good numbers. And, yep. You can tell, boy, that guy can play baseball.
All right, 6 o'clock tonight is the first alumni game, Port Huron High, Port Huron Northern, over at McMorrin. Tyson, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, Dennis, I just have one more thing to say here is row the boat.
Row the boat.
Hope to see everybody down at the alumni game tonight.
All right, have a good Christmas and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Thanks, guys.
All right, we've got to take a break, but we'll be right back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Friday. We go till 4:30 today, and then I'm out of here. We'll be right back.